Third and three. Fields, open field, and a touchdown. Well, after no signs of life the first three series, the Steelers this time go 70 yards for the touchdown. Second and seven.
Austin cuts ahead. Austin to the 20. Foot race to the 10. He's across for the touchdown.
And last year, everybody was talking about how they were going to probably end up with the first pick and jettison Justin, which they did for a sixth-round draft pick, by the way. And now he's undefeated as the signal caller for the Steelers.
And Tony Romo said one of the steals of the offseason. And Doran, I don't want to speak for you, but we talked earlier in the show, and we think this is a football team on the rise. Pretty good football team. And the Pittsburgh Steelers at 3-0. And joining us now to poo all over it, to give us the glass half-empty view, is our friend Mark Caboli, Steelers insider with 93.7 The Fan and with the Pat McAfee Show. He's brought to you by Bet365 and the injury lawyers of LGKG. LGKG, Western PA injury lawyers for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Do I got that right, Mark?
I wasn't paying attention. What did you say?
Oh, my goodness.
I was watching Rex Ryan. Something about LKJK or something. What is that again?
I was saying that you were going to pour cold water all over the Steelers' 3-0
start.
Well,
I'm not going to pour cold water because there's something to winning games. I mean, it's not easy to win games, but we do have to put it into perspective a little bit. I mean, we are three games in, and at least two of those teams they play kind of stink. So
which two?
Just all perspective.
Which two stink?
Oh, the Broncos stink.
The Broncos stink. They won yesterday.
Well, I think the Chargers stink with what the lineup they put out there yesterday for them half the game with Slater gone and Bosa gone and Herbert gone.
Okay, when's the last time the Steelers dominated a game? Because that's what they did in the second half. They won by 10 points. They lost the turnover battle. They could have won by 17. Probably should have won by 17. I'm sure some people's pocketbooks are hurting because Najee Harris didn't score a touchdown. They could have won this game 27-10. So I don't care if they stink or not. When's the last time the Steelers went out and did that?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's something to just winning the games. But, as you know, Tomlin always says, winning masks a lot of things. Now, there's issues that can be worked out, but it's good to work them out through a W right now. I mean, this game was 13-10 with 7 minutes left in the game. And if the quarterback, cornerback, safety, or whatever is playing, Molden takes a decent angle on Calvin Austin, maybe it's different. If Justin Herbert plays, maybe it's different. That's looking back on it now and, you know, playing revisionist history there. But
isn't that football, though?
Yeah. I mean, but the bottom line is they got the job done. They won. But when I still look at the teams in the NFL, I'm not putting them in a top 10 position right now. They're good. I think they're getting better. I think they got good coaching staff. And I think Arthur Smith means a lot to this team. And I think you can't deny what Tom Arth, the quarterback coach, has done with Justin Fields right now. But, I mean, it's a long season, man. We've been here before. I mean, 2020, 11-0. How'd that end up turning out?
I will say, though, the four times the Steelers have gone 3-0 under Mike Tomlin, they won the AFC North. So they have been here before, and they've proven to be a good team when they've done it. And I do think back on that 11-0 start, and people, they weren't that. Look, if you're 11-0, you're good. Yeah. You're a good team. Now, they laid an egg in the playoff, but that was a good football team.
They barely made the playoffs. They had to beat the Colts just to get in, mm-hmm. if you recall, like week 16 at the time, I believe, because of the whole COVID stuff and the Washington game getting pushed back and the Baltimore game getting no – whatever happened in that, but that's unusual circumstances. But this team has a lot of place to grow.
Like where?
I think.
Like where?
Offensively. I mean, you're still not – I mean, you're putting up 20 points, yeah, but I don't think that they have shown I don't think they've run the ball as well as they want to run the ball. I mean, they didn't run the ball well at all yesterday until that last drive, and Najee was able to get some yards to inflate those numbers. I think their receivers are lacking some big plays right now. I think what's happening right now is the defense is just absolutely stunning. That's number one. And number two is they're making key plays at key situations and not turning the ball over. And that's a great formula for winning. But I still think, I mean, their offensive line's young. The receivers are Freiermuth hasn't really put up big numbers yet. But they're doing it in wins. I can't emphasize that enough. I mean, if you're 0-3 right now and say, hey, we're getting better, it's different. They're 3-0 and easily could be 7-0, 8-0. I mean, it sets up to that way where you look at Colts, Raiders, Cowboys, Commanders, Giants, Jets
at home.
I mean, you're looking at it's there for them to take right now, but they have to continue to get better, and they have. That's what I do like about this team so far. They were better week three than they were week one.
Steelers' defense in the second half only had to face 15 plays. 10 of those plays, the Chargers got two or fewer yards. 6 of those plays were negative plays. So I feel like you glossed over a little bit the defense there. Oh. You did mention the defense and how they're playing. I think it was astounding football, you said.
Amazing, yeah.
They're even better than I thought they would be, Doran, defensively.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that their personnel really matches up what they want to do.
Yeah, and the thing is about them, I don't know if you noticed this or not, I think this defense can continue to get better and continue to do this because I don't think it's a lot of scheme-based. Okay, it's specific to what they want to take away, but it's just a bunch of great athletes out there, man. Mm-hmm. And don't overthink it, and I don't think Austin's doing it. Don't overthink it. You don't have to do exotic anything. Just play your man coverage and rush the quarterback and stop the run with your front seven. It's not a – when you have that type of talent, just don't get in the way. And I don't think Austin's getting in the way at all, and that's huge moving forward here. Mm-hmm. I mean, just keep doing what you're doing because the talent is out of this world right now, and I don't know how you stop it or how do you be successful against it. I'm guessing – a good quarterback and whip the ball around a little bit. I mean, the secondary really hasn't been tested to the degree of where, you know. Plus, they haven't really played a team that's gotten a lead on them, too. I would like to see that as well, but.
Yeah, they were down 7-0 in this game, came right back down and scored to even it up at 7-7.
And this offense, too, Adam, what was that, 9-and-out to start the game? The first 90 minutes of that game, 90 minutes as in 2:30, I'm scratching my head and say, this offense is awful.
But you are, Doran's right about that. I'm happy you bring that up because all week long it's the number one scoring defense in the league. They're taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. That defense is really good. Everyone's on the under. And then you go, oh, they go 9-and-out their first 3 drives. They must suck. Well, the other team has something to do with that, too.
Yeah.
Panthers and Raiders.
Okay, but the Panthers just put up 36 points.
Yeah, well, why did they put up 36 points? There's a little bit different quarterback.
Fair enough, but the Raiders did go on the road and beat the Ravens, just so you know.
So did a lot of teams.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm saying
you have
too.
The sample size that you have.
You wanted to beat me to be negative. You come in and you told me before we got on air, I want you to be negative. So.
Well, I was afraid that you were going to do this thing where you text me and you're like, oh, I don't know about this team or this quarterback or yada, yada, yada.
Oh, I'm still not sold on anything.
I don't know how you can't be sold on Justin Fields.
I'm just not sold. I'm not sold on him. I'm not. I mean, I can say this, that he's played well. He deserves to continue to play. But that doesn't still mean in my mind that Russell Wilson wouldn't be better and is a better fit for this team right now. Both of those things can be true.
That is true, but would you uproot what's going on right now?
No, I don't think you can. I don't think they will. You just can't do that right now. I mean, he's not giving you any reason to pull him right now. The question is, how long is that leash? Is it one bad game? Is it two interceptions? Is it a loss to the Colts, and then we're like, okay, we're going back to Russell? Or does he now buy himself a couple bad performances?
I
don't know.
I mean, I think you can't. Oh, no, he lost one game and pulled him. You can't do that.
I don't think you can.
I don't think
right
that's
now.
Fair to the guy.
No, because I honestly, maybe they open it up a little bit later in the game, but I still think they're putting restraints on him a little bit too much. They're really banging into his head, man. You look at the pass chart, Thor, and it's all 10 yards and under for the most part. He spread it around a little bit more to all areas of the field, but I think they're just beating his head. Don't turn the ball over. Don't turn the ball over. Just like we talk about, you know, don't turn the ball over. The defense will win you the game. I think they're going to have to start loosening those belt straps a little bit. Let him go out there and play.
I feel like they did this game.
Yeah, but a little bit.
A little bit. I think that's how they're going to do it. You think they need to just kind of rip the Band-Aid off and just let it go, or in increments like they've been doing?
Well, how he threw the ball yesterday, I'm willing to give him a lot more. I mean, the two throws to Freiermuth and Austin, I mean, there's not a
beautiful
quarterback in the league can make a better throw. I mean, that is absolutely perfect placement on both of those balls. And it should have been, I mean, Freiermuth should have caught.
So how are you not sold then?
That's well, I'm not wondering. Sold because it's such a small sample. I still want to say, what in the world happened in Chicago these past 4 years? What happened in April and May and June when he was firing the ball into the stands, you know? It's like, what in the world's going on here? Has he changed that much?
That's good coaching, man.
It could
and
be.
And you got to give him a ton of credit because his work ethic was never his issue.
It's not even his work ethic now. This is a guy, he is absolutely 100% emotionless. You can't tell if he won, lost, threw a pick, nothing. He is steady Eddie to boom. And it's stunning to me, a guy that's had that much success in college and that much failure in the pros, be this type of guy that is really believes in himself like that. And you can see it. And they believe it, too.
He just continues to say good things about the guy that he wants to bench him.
Well, by the way, we've been here before, Adam. You know it's going to happen that Russell's going to get a shot.
You've been here exactly 12 times, actually. Ben Roethlisberger, 3 straight games, quarterback rating over 90 in wins. He did it 10 times. Cordell did it once. No other Steelers quarterback has ever done that. Justin Fields has. And by the by, final 3 drives, 12 plays, 73 yards, 6:26 off the clock, field goal. Then 5 plays, 84 yards, 2:43 off the clock, bang, touchdown, end of game, 10 plays, 65 yards, 4:59 off the clock. And Najee Harris could have scored if he had. Only 4 teams in the NFL would have scored more points this week.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think he's reached his peak now? Is he playing?
Well, let's get into that next. And Doran speaks for me on that. He hits you with a no. I totally agree. I'd love to hear your case for why he has, but I'm more interested in Doran's case on why he hasn't. Mm-hmm. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick. Home Improvement, trust PJ.com or the Steelers' real contenders. Feel free to vote. Follow us on Twitter @_AdamCrowley @ScoreAndDoran brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Caboli asked right before the break, do you guys think this is the best we're going to see out of Justin Fields? Do you think this is Justin Fields' ceiling? And, Doran, you were quick to say no. I happen to agree with you, but why do you say no?
Because exactly what we explained. They're giving him a little bit at a time as they move on through the season to open it up a little bit. They're not going to do it. They're not going to rip the Band-Aid off in one game. But I said that the dam was going to break, and I could feel that in the last game, and I think that it did. And we also stated that it wasn't going to be something extravagant. It wasn't going to be like, oh, my God, like he's going to throw for 3 touchdowns, 400 yards. They're just going to throw the ball all over the field. It's going to be a little bit at a time. And I think that the more that he proves, like he did yesterday, that he could do that, the more – leash that he'll get.
He needs to earn that trust.
Yeah, and I think that that's going to happen throughout the whole entire season. So, no, he hasn't reached his ceiling, not even close.
No, I don't think he's reached his ceiling, but I think there's going to be a plateau coming. There's defenses and defensive coordinators around this league are watching those 3 weeks of tape and say, you know what, I think we're going to do this against Justin. Let's see how he reacts to this. Obviously yesterday they just didn't want them to run the ball, right? If he continues to be as disciplined as he's been, I think he'll be successful. But in the back of my head is he going to turn back into Chicago, Justin Fields?
I don't think they're going to allow him to do that.
Well, if he does, he might not get much of a chance past that, too. He might realize that, too. I think he does have a high ceiling here, but it doesn't mean it's not going to plateau here very soon, and he's not going to continuously get better and better and better as the season goes on, at least to this degree of the arc he's going on right now. I just think teams are going to start figuring out some things to make his life a little bit harder.
See, the reason yes, teams are going to look at what the Steelers are doing, and you're going to have more of a body of work, and so you're going to be able to scheme for some specific things. There's no doubt about that, but it's not like Justin Fields is running all over the place. It's not like he's doing – there's nothing avant-garde. There's nothing new going on. He's dropping back, standing in the pocket, and making good decisions with the football. Like, I think the evolution of Fields will be, all right, his athleticism is so good that eventually he's going to start using it more. I think he still has more to show the league because right now, okay, I mean, what do you, all right, we're going to prepare for a drop back passer. He's mostly right now a drop back passer. So I think he still has room to show that. And I am wondering your point, Doran, if that's where they're asking him, all right, don't run around just yet. Like, don't, like, they have called some things, and he has scrambled, particularly in that first game, but they're kind of bottling that up a little bit right now.
I don't think they're asking him not to run in certain situations, but they're not going to put him in situations where he has to run, like the read option. Like, you know, I don't think that they're going to call that yet because they know that, you know, he can get banged up. You're not going to put him in harm's way, but if he is back there and he has to improvise, they're not going to say, no, like, throw it away, or no, like, you know, live another down. No, no, we want you to still use your superpowers too, but we're not going to put you in that area of getting in harm's way.
Yeah, he did that read option for the touchdown. That was pretty. It was actually a good read too because the defensive end crashed in, so he'd taken little steps right there. But you know, if you look at some of the things he did when he did scramble, maybe not yesterday, but the prior games, it actually didn't benefit him a lot. He ran into certain sacks. I mean, everybody wants to talk about the 51-yarder to George Pickens that was called back. That was pretty much a clean pocket until he didn't make it clean, you know. He ran outside of Broderick Jones, who had to then hold him. That's maybe what they're more worried about there now is, hey, trust your eyes. We can get back to running whenever it's needed. But there's no way they're telling him not to run the ball. Maybe design runs, but if they take, I can't even say that. I was going to say, if they take the run game away, then what he's going to do? Well, they took the run game away for three games, right?
I think that they ran the ball effectively at the end of the game because of how well Justin Fields was throwing the football. I think it actually went the other way for a change. He threw it well. He spread it around. They were stacking the box. All of a sudden, you can't, and then you see what happens. Then Najee Harris and Cordarrelle Patterson run down your face. Doran brought up a really good point earlier in the show.
Well, you're kissing Doran's butt today.
Well, he says a lot of smart things, especially on a Steelers reaction Monday. How are you going to tell T.J. Watt, George Pickens, Cam Hayward, pick a guy, hey, this dude that's playing better quarterback than we've seen since the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career, we're going to bench his ass. Like, how do you can't do that. You can't say it.
You mean those guys, Watt, Hayward, Minka, that's spent hours and hours on the phone with Russell Wilson begging him to sign here?
You really think that their mind hasn't changed a little bit here?
I mean, W's.
Yeah.
You're winning with a guy. You are in the trenches. You are battling with a guy who is leading you to victory every week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not coming out anytime soon. He's going to have to prove himself unworthy to be playing here. Now, like I said, I don't know what that actually entails for him to get yanked here, but I don't think we can expect flawless games from him in the future. There's going to be some things he's going to have to overcome.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't overcome, and how much of that leash does he have? When does Russell Wilson all of a sudden deem himself 100% healthy and puts all the onus on the head coach of saying, okay, you're benched now? That's the next step, right?
Maybe.
I think it is.
All right. Enough quarterback for now.
All we talk about here.
That's not. We like to spread the ball around here on this show.
I heard your YouTube channel is doing very well since I got here.
The YouTube channel was doing very well and has now plummeted and tanked since you came on. Yeah.
Everybody just not
to sing Doran's praises again. Am I allowed to do that, Mark?
I don't know. I mean, he must be paying. No, he ain't paying you. But you're probably just afraid of him. That's why.
He had a take earlier in the show about the Steelers' outside linebackers that I hadn't thought about and that I agree with.
Oh, so it's a good take if you don't think about it.
Well, then a lot of Doran's takes would be good.
Right.
And they are. All right, Social Media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We're back with a Doran take when we return. All right, Doran Dickerson, earlier in the show, had a Nick Herbig take, which we'll get to in 1 second. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Okay, I guess it was a couple of seconds. Doran, give it to Caboli.
Whoa.
Give him the take.
Okay.
Where's your mind? That's in a gutter.
This is the old man we have on here with us.
I mean,
like, you would think we'd be the immature ones.
You're right. Your mind's all in the gutter.
You're tweeting about ripping farts and stuff like a child.
Well,
grow up.
You seem to really take joy out of people ripping me on your text line here.
Yeah, the text line is crushing you right now for being still? Yeah, for being such a Debbie Downer.
All I gotta say
here's just a couple. Talk about Killjoy over here. Get his ass off the air. Another guy, Mark Killjoy Cabali. They spelled your name wrong.
Why does
Cabali have such an affinity for backup quarterbacks?
Yeah, like I wasn't
cold
right
water
last
all
year.
Over the place.
Backup.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what?
These negative Texas... Nancy Cabali. There's another one.
Hey, how about
Cabali? Debbie Downer.
Hey, texters, how about you guys calling me and saying it to my face? Or at least through the phone.
Say it to my face over the phone.
You are a Debbie Downer.
I mean, and now because
I like little
your,
Debbies.
We know. Because of your insecurities, we have now put off this take from Dorn. The actual reason people are here, the football stuff.
Let's hear it.
Nice. Herbig should start the rest of the season, even whenever Alex Highsmith gets healthy.
You're living in the moment. Huh?
Living in the moment. The guy has proven since last year he's gotten his opportunity. Look at the Seahawks game. You can't block him, and he's proven he can set the edge. That was the biggest question mark. Why wouldn't you?
Why can't you use all three?
You can use all three. I'm just saying he should at least get 50% of the
Highsmith
reps.
I think Highsmith is pretty good.
I do too. I'm not saying he's not.
I really like Highsmith. I mean, there's going to be a chance where Herbig does get his opportunities, but. I think he's doing fine right now. I mean, you look at Herbig last year. He really didn't do much up until that last two or three games of the year.
He didn't get a chance to play.
So I think you need to find him more spots. But he is still probably playing
30%. They had Marcus Golden last year. He didn't retire.
They have like 30, 40% of the snaps. I mean, that's a lot of snaps for a number three linebacker. But he's not in the game in key situations. They have to find a way for that to happen, maybe.
At the very least, if you got a lead in the second half, or you know it's third down and seven, passing situations, I want that guy on the field for sure.
Now, Dorn, you being the tight end, is it more difficult to go with the speed guy or the power guy? Or if you mix it up, does that really mess with you?
I'd rather block Highsmith than have to block Herbig. The area, there's no area to block, and he's so quick. It's a nightmare, especially being, you know, a tackle and being so big. And he's not as big, but he's still stout. It is so hard to block a guy like that. Like, all he has to do is do a dipsy-do, and then he's inside, and then he gets to the quarterback. Or in a run play, like, all he has to do is keep his outside arm free. Like, you don't have to be a super stout guy. Like, I know that it's easier said than done, but seriously, like, he just needs to be able to hold up in the run game, and I think he can make plays, but to have to block him, to have to pass at him, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, and Crowley wanted to trade him to 49ers for Ayuk. Remember that?
That's not true. I did not say that.
Pony's tweeting that right now.
Don't you think they'd want him?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you want him?
See,
I'm a Highsmith guy. I like him.
I am too.
It's like, okay to be a Highsmith guy. I think that's the beauty of the situation here is, and what Dorn and I had talked about earlier is, it's nothing against Highsmith at all.
No.
But this guy, every time he gets an opportunity, he makes big time plays. And we're talking about Rashawn Slater, just bang, right off the edge. Like, the ball is halfway to the quarterback, and he's already blowing past him. You can't teach that.
I think that's why if you mix and match him a little bit, you know, you're going against the big, strong Highsmith, and all of a sudden you're looking like, oh, geez, it's Herbig. All of a sudden it changes the way I'm thinking, and all of a sudden it makes Herbig a little bit faster. Maybe what you do now is just, like I said, put him in better situations to be able to make those plays.
Can you meet me here 50-50?
Well, he probably should be playing more. I think that's where it's on Tara Austin, to find him more opportunities without really limiting Highsmith and or what. But it's still early in the season. Once the season goes on a little bit, guys are going to get nicked up, and his numbers will go up.
You have any word on the Highsmith injury?
Nah, what was his groin?
Mm-hmm.
His groins can be tricky at times, right? I don't know. Even it's not like Tomlin came over and tapped me on the shoulder and goes, hey, he's out 4-6.
Jaylen Warren got hurt, too.
Yeah, what's up with that? A lot of injuries.
What did Warren
soft
do?
Tissue, man.
I don't know.
Trice had a hamstring.
This was why they hired the new staff, because they had too many soft tissue injuries, and now there's soft tissue injuries everywhere.
Yeah, at least three yesterday, right?
And we got to get to Broderick Jones' play, because I'll be honest, I don't know how to evaluate offensive line effectively, and Dorn does, and we talked about that earlier in the show. Do you? You've been watching some offensive line, some hogs.
Well, you look pretty good to me. I tell
Broderick
you one thing. You know, honestly, it's not very difficult, Adam. He didn't have three penalties called on him in 11 plays.
That's
right. Exactly.
That's a step in the right direction. But why are we glossing over Dan Moore? Once again, no respect to Dan Moore. He goes there and he shuts it down, man. Shuts it down.
Well, and now, you know what? That's a good point, Mark. We should all have our kumbaya moment for Dan Moore Jr.
But I'm a hater, remember?
But here's the thing about
Dan. Downer.
Now Dan Moore's not holding anybody back. Dan Moore should be the left tackle now. Broderick Jones should be playing right tackle right now. So root for Dan Moore to continue to play well. And I thought he was very good yesterday. I didn't think they ran the ball early at all. But then late in the game, I thought they did a good job there. But we didn't see Justin Fields taking a bunch of hits or anything like that.
I think the younger guards are starting to show their youngness. Sam Marlowe needs to get back.
You think he'll play this week?
He could. He could. We'll leave the light on open, light open for him. Light on for him, right? I told Matt Akavis the other day, as Tomlin said, he was leaving the light on you, then you went on the IR an hour later. That light must have burnt out really quickly.
Okay. Schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years into South Hills. Doran, we have talked about our affinity for one Arthur Smith. I love that they're struggling running the football. They're like, F it, let's just throw another offensive lineman out there. And you got Darnell Washington. Hey, we talked about this earlier, Mark. I wonder if you agree. Maybe you don't think the Steelers are good, and we think the Steelers are a good football team. You got to agree, you wouldn't want to play them. Like, they seem like a pain in the ass with how good their defense, great their defense is, and how no matter what the run game is doing, they're sticking with it. You're waking up on Tuesday, and you know you played the Pittsburgh Steelers. Finally.
The Steelers are great, says Debbie Downer. They are going to win it all. They're going to be 20-0.
We didn't say that.
Am I following the right path here?
So you don't think they're a tough team to play against?
Right. Of course they're a tough team to play against. Defensively and off. I mean, more defensively than anything else right now. I mean, I don't think their offensive line is where it needs to be right now. I think that can change with Sam Alu in there and some of the younger guys getting more acclimated to it and Najee Harris running the ball. But, yeah, they're going to knock you around. That defense, I mean, you look at not only the front seven, but they got a couple safeties that'll knock your head off. Elliott's unbelievable. Oh. Mm-hmm. He tries to knock your head off, and he just loves it. And obviously we know what Minka can do, and Porter's playing well. And who could think that Dante Jackson was going to be playing this well as well? So, yeah, I don't know about not wanting to play him, because every team that barely gets into the playoffs in January, like, you don't want to be facing this team, ends up losing in the first round anyway. So I try to stay away from that. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a physical team in a league that's probably not as physical as it once used to be, like 4 years ago.
Yeah. What do we think now after week three, Doran, about the state of the league? I mean, we did see some games where the scores got into the upper 20s. I mean, it kind of feels to me like you can maybe win a little bit more with defense now. Mm-hmm. And I still think that the Steelers are a cut above. Like, if that was the second best defense, I think, yeah, clearly you're much better than that defense. You know, Kansas City plays good defense. There are teams that play good defense, but, you know, I'm starting to think we'll need the season to evolve a little bit more, but I'm starting to think winning with defense ain't the worst thing anymore.
No.
So you're saying how Mike Tomlin constructed the team might be correct?
Yeah, finally.
All right. Oh, wait, I'm not allowed to give Mike Tomlin credit. But you rip on him. Why are they calling you a Debbie Downer?
I didn't rip on Mike Tomlin. I think Mike Tomlin's doing a good job through three
games. First thing he said this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin stinks?
No.
Tomlin should be fired?
No.
No, they...
You gave Tomlin credit.
I did. They were a highly penalized team this week, just 3 for 15. You knew the Chargers were going to try to run the ball. They didn't let them run the ball. So the number one thing they wanted to do, you didn't let them do. And the number one point of emphasis that you had, you wound up achieving your goals there and being a lower penalized team. I think Mike Tomlin's done a really good job through three games.
I love when he brings officials.
Every year.
Like, that makes any difference. They literally just stand there. They stand there. They don't do anything else, but it always works. Eventually, he'll wean off. Then they'll have a big play, a big penalty game, and then it comes back. But trust me, those officials just stand there.
That's what I said.
They don't do anything.
I was like, they don't do anything.
Nothing. But it works. So keep doing it.
All right, Mark, this was whatever. Appreciate you coming on.
I'd like to say thank you to all my loyal fans out there for giving me the support on the text line.
We'll talk to you next Monday, Mark.
All right.
We'll you start. Driving to Indianapolis?
Yeah, you know, I'm going back to – it's the home base, you know?
Oh, that's yeah. Right.
The home base.
You're going to stop? You're going to be on the show?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll be in the old McAfee suite. We'll see. That's been floated out there.
You're big time.
Not bad.
Maybe not either, but we'll see.
Big show for us tomorrow, Doran. Jason LaConfora is going to be on the show. Trey Essex working on that. Lots of little tidbits coming your way on a Tomlin Tuesday. This one was fun today. Callis, good work. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Starkey coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 78.